To Laugh Out Loud with Wise and Nerdy, the show hosted by two hilarious dads who bring their unique blend of wit, wisdom, and nerdiness to the airwaves. From sharing hilarious anecdotes about their own experiences to giving advice on navigating the ups and downs of life, these two dads have got you covered. But that's not all. They're also obsessed with all things nerdy, from comic books and sci-fi movies to video and board games. So whether you're a fellow dad, a pop culture fanatic, or just in need of a good laugh, this is Wise and Nerdy. And now, let's have some fun.
Hashtag such fun. Such fun. And Joe, I know you still don't know that reference, even though I've told you forever. Go watch Miranda on freaking Hulu, man. Come on. Such fun. But we are here tonight, the OGs, the dedicated few. I am Charles McFall. I'm here to help others be awesome. And that is Joseph Ard. He is there to be the better Kurt. You know, that's what, Kurt's hustling tonight. Of course, I'm going to give him a little grief, but he is hustling. He is doing some freelance work that is significant this evening. So more power to him.
So pay some bills kind of work.
Yeah. There's all that. But hey, Joe, I had a question I was going to bring up. And I said, no, I'll do it on the show. I should have written it down because I don't remember what it is now. But we're here to help you find your fandom. And Random Kid is in tonight like he typically is. Although he couldn't be bothered last night, so it is what that is.
I showed up for a little bit last night.
You did, man. You did. We're talking about how to monetize your creations over on the Dragon Con stream, the DC Digital Media Track stream, and had a good time there. But yeah, so let's get down to business. All right, Joe, if you could choose one of these, which would you choose? A house that magically cleans itself each night.
Roll that.
No, Kurt. B, the ability to always get 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep.
It's the question of the week.
Mike, we are already there, baby. Just both of you, just go back to your digital hell holes and let us handle this. All right. That would be MySpace, everybody. All right. An unlimited supply of a meal of your choice. Only you are able to. Your kids.
Yep. So the stipulation on that, because the blurble, Mike, interrupting, only you are able to consume it, which means like no selling it or anything like that.
Yeah. Now we'll get some more clarification on that. So it means you pick one meal and you have unlimited supplies of that for you to consume. Okay. And then D, your kids will always listen to your instructions for the first time. Well, D is like asking a genie for more wishes. That doesn't exist. That's a dumb choice.
I don't know how many times I've told my kids, if you just listened the first time, you wouldn't have gotten hurt.
That's why he's on the watch list for defects. I told you once.
So these are all very, very tempting options. But I think I'm going to have to go with a house that magically cleans itself each night.
Are you married, Joe?
I am.
Don't you have that already?
Nope.
Oh, my God, dude. Oh, when I first got married, because my wife is a little bit of a clean freak. She likes things in the right places to a certain extent. And I told Douglas, we've been married maybe 6 months, and I waited till she was an earshot. I did it on purpose. Like, man, you need to get married, Douglas. It's amazing. All of a sudden, my clothes are folded and clean. I have a clean clothes fairy. The floors are clean. I have a house cleaning fairy. It's like magic. And I don't know exactly what she threw at me, but luckily she missed. But yeah, to a certain point, you know, the house doesn't magically clean itself, but there's definitely times when my closet refills itself, and I'm grateful for that. But so you'd like to go with a house that magically cleans itself each night. Now, all magic has a price. So does this mean, even though it's magically clean, you can't find crap? Because, you know, that happens that in real life.
Definitely
happens. You know, my wife was a right? It's like, I have stuff on my desk, and I come back to a clean desk, like, where's my stuff? I don't know. No. I didn't clean it. The kids didn't clean it. Woman, you're the only one who cleaned that up. Where's my stuff?
That happened to me two nights ago. My wife was cleaning up, and I had left a tool out on our bar between the sink and the living room, and it was.
You have a bar? You're Mormon, dude. I'm telling.
Well, I mean, it's just. It's not like I have alcohol on it. And so she had cleaned up some, and I couldn't find that tool for the life of me, because it had the socket wrench on it that was the perfect size for tightening up the bolts on our chairs, our kitchen chairs, and one of the chair legs was loose, and so I was wanting to tighten it. And for the life of me, I could not find it. I ended up finding it later that night. In a bag of stuff that she had just thrown all the random stuff into a bag and put it off to the side. But yes, that.
And if 100%. I do that, I get yelled at. You just threw it on the bag. So I do it anyway. Like, I have a rule. And it's not like this is my house, my rules. But what would happen is my wife would do laundry. Right. Grateful. Thank you. And we have a big bed. So she does, like, I guess maybe a lot of people do in your bedroom. Yeah. You're folding the stuff on the bed, but she always did it on my side of the bed so she could take a nap if she felt like or whatever. Right. Well, I come in from work and I see some of that stuff there. I'm like, eh, whatever. And then we forget about it. Then it's bedtime. And you know me, it's like 11:30, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. So it's bedtime. And so I just start taking all the clothes that, even if they're folded.
We're already in piles or folded. Right. Now,
the kid's stuff's gone. It's just my stuff. Versus, and I just shift it to the floor. I can't believe you're doing that. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? You can just put it away. I used some other words. I'm like, woman, it is bedtime. And let me tell you something. This is not a rule like pass, but I'm not doing crap except going to bed at bedtime, period. You could have said, hey, let's go back and put stuff away. Or would you mind putting stuff away? Or hey, because I walked in the room. Sometimes not even in the room, right? Sometimes I come home, I don't even go to my bedroom until it's bedtime, depending on the night. So I'm like, there's no way I'm doing any. When it's bedtime. I'll put it away in 4 weeks because that's how long it'll sit. I still have stuff sitting on my floor right now that I did that to. That's probably 2 weeks old at least. But it's clean and it's still folded. And I know exactly where it is. And good on you for being patient for me to put it away. But I said, stop. Plus two, dude, the laundry basket gets dirt from the laundry floor. My side of the bed gets, I have to come in and clean. But I finally said, stop. Just stop doing it.
Just stop it right now.
Sorry. If you're here, you know why Joe's laughing. But otherwise, be here live Thursday nights, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. All right. So you wanted the magic house. Ability to always get 8 hours uninterrupted sleep or unlimited. So I think C for the qualifications, don't like it. Because compared to B being 8 hours of sleep, I think I'd like maybe not eight. Eight's just a kind of random number. But whatever my body needs to feel rested, that amount of sleep uninterrupted, that I might go with. Because the unlimited supply of a meal, sure, I could have my favorite meal on tap, you know. Even if it can be categorized as just sushi, right? I could have any kind of sushi, right? But I'm only going to eat that maybe once a week. So unlimited is cool, but it's not. But
what if
it's
it
not
includes longevity the beverage like of your choice too with it?
You just want me to walk around drunk all the time. Is that what it is, Joe? Is that what it is?
No, just all the Slurpees just magically appear in your house.
Speaking of, I was racking my brain. So Joe's coming to the Dragon Con family day this weekend for volunteers. This will be your first time you've gotten to come. And trust me, dude, I'm racking my brain to see how you can show up with a Slurpee in hand right for everybody. It's not there. It's not there.
Especially because I've got a thing that I'm doing beforehand. I'm getting up at like 4:30 in the morning because I need to be down in Atlanta at 8.
Sounds like a personal problem.
You're not wrong.
So, yeah, I think I'd have to go with the sleep because for the longevity for my life, just, and not necessarily 8 hours, but like I said, whatever it is that I can go to bed, be rested, get up, just hit my day and keep going. Slurpees, unlimited Slurpees would be fantastic. Except even when I'm out and about and can't get them, I'll try to limit myself because it's diabetes in a cup. And it's probably killing my kidneys with the red dye number 5 and whatever else is in it. So all that being said, I think I'd go with the sleep one.
All right.
And Random Kid said, live show is the best show. So there you go. Okay, Random Kid, wait a minute. My clothes never leave the clean laundry. Are they folded in the clean laundry basket? Because in my house, they don't go into the basket folded. They go into the basket just straight out of the dryer, and then we fold and hang. I hang a lot of stuff. I got to keep some style to me. What kind of bum are you? Random Kid, he must have found out about our show because we went into 7-Eleven. He's the homeless dude next to the ice machine hearing us talk about what kind of great show we did at Chattacon. What are you doing when they're not folded? Unless you got those that anti-wrinkle clothes, because there's some of that out there. But I can't, man. I got some style. I gotta rock some style. I got to put my stuff away. I can't be all wrinkly all the time. But that's me. I used to be. But now I'm just like, nah, I don't want that. But
roll that dice.
I love how we gave Joe the dice and me the button, right? So that he could be doing the dice roll and figuring out the category, and we wouldn't be awkward. Have him say the wrong thing. Come on.
You just shush.
I did. Hit the button.
Bad dad jokes.
You're lying. You're like, now I think also
I rolled two.
I remember,
and I got to pick, right? That's how we do it.
I remember the joke. I'm not the joke, the question. I remember the question. In honor of Kurt being gone tonight, just like when I was gone, you set a precedence that when there's only two hosts, there's no bad dad jokes.
Nope.
It's canon.
You don't get that leeway.
It's canon. It is canon, sir.
I said to my doctor,
what happened, Joe? Something happened. Something went wrong.
What a jerk. I said to my doctor, I think I might have ADHD because I can't remember where I parked my Ford. My doctor looked at me and said, that's not how ADHD works. So I responded and I said, but I keep losing my focus.
For those of you at home, he just turned his head 45 degrees and gave the schmarmiest, you're supposed to laugh at that, smile. And he's so pleased with himself.
You're right, I am.
Just know. Just know. That's just... You remember that joke I told you after the show last week? I'll tell it for reals. You better watch out. It's not the best segment of the show, Random Kid.
Wrinkly Kid.
Good old wrinkles.
I mean, you're not hitting the button to roll the dice, so I guess you want another bad
I heard
dad
you
joke.
Roll the dice. I heard you. Before you meet the cop.
You literally got after me for having an awkward segment, so I rolled ahead of
time. As you're supposed to. And now, dummy, is where you just go smoothly right into. It's Charles.
Roll that dice.
We already did.
What do you love?
Not you, Kurt.
Which is, what do you think about? What do you think about camping, Charles?
Oh, that's such a interesting question. Because now, currently, I don't know if what I would want to do. I mean, some people are pure. So let me just clarify that, because I don't care what
glamping.
If you're a purist and you want to yell at us, you know, hit us up on our speak pipes, right? Wiseandnerdy.com/call that. And you can yell at me. But Joe, are you a purist? Like tents, sleeping bag, under the stars, done?
Well,
for the purpose of the question.
I mean, I went camping with my son that long ago.
What I mean, though, is, are you that hardcore, it's not camping if it's not this? That's all I'm trying to figure out.
No.
Okay. So I'm okay with it in certain situations then.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't call like, we rented a log cabin or we brought our RV. I wouldn't call that camping. No,
but like random kid, he says, I like camping with an air mattress. I've gotten to a point in life where, okay, certain times of the year, right, where it's a little bit cooler in the spring or the fall, so the temperatures are maybe lower and I keep it at home, that I could possibly, I haven't camped probably in a decade, man. And I did when I was younger, when I met my wife, I was camping all before that. And it was sleeping bags, sometimes just directly under stars, sometimes there's tents, you know, sometimes there's a trampoline, you don't ask. But yeah, it's, that was the thing. And I did very much enjoy it. Then Aaron and I, in the first year, two, three of being married, went camping by ourselves and we made sure to have an air mattress and it was okay. But I think that's kind of our last time, you know, the most all air, cause you're talking about the mid 2000s, right? They're not like my son just went and bought an air mattress for $20 or something, you know, yesterday, wherever, Target, Walmart. And it comes with the built in pump and it's extra sealed. So it has to pop. It's not just going to leak air. And it's affordable. We would have like even $30 or $40 air mattresses. But I mean, at the time I was my heaviest. It's probably like I was probably between 370 and 400 pounds. And then my wife was, you know, buck 80, 220, whatever. And it probably wasn't even built for our size or whatever. And my whole long story there is with the cool air and the weight on, and then the air kind of leaks out. And then parts of your body are touching the ground. You're not supported. So the last time I went camping was before we had kids. So well over 19 years ago, because my son will be 19 next month, where this is not for me. However, glamping, where people bring, you know, nice little beds and these three-room tents and you have, you know, these electric, I don't want the big generators, blah, 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 blah. I don't want none of that, but, you know, the electric battery generators that you can carry around, I would do that because now I kind of need a fan. I very much need the air moving, or it's very hard for me to get comfortable. But yeah, I love, well, you know, you've been to my house. I love an outdoor fire. I love being outside at night. And so I just, you tell me I can't have an air mattress. I might try to figure out the fan situation, but you tell me I can't have an air mattress. Ain't happening. If you tell me, like, I'm assuming you're referencing maybe your camping trip coming up and that sounded like it's with a group of people. No. Not without a fan or something for me, because I'll hear every kid fart in their sleep. I'll hear everybody rustling. You know how the sleeping bags will jingle jangle with the stupid zippers. I will not sleep good at all. What do you think about? I actually do. I mean, not legit, literally. Randall kids, Charles has super hearing. No, I mean, everything bothers me at night. And I even freak people out at work where I'm talking here at a table and 50 feet away, somebody's walking through the hall and I'll just answer them. They're like, what? It's like, no, yes, I can track this conversation and that. And yes, even though you're halfway across the building, I heard what you said and here's the answer. So yeah, I really need my fans to keep some of that down. So what do you get you, man?
Yeah, I don't always sleep the best while camping, that's for sure. But yeah, I always...
How does it affect your CPAP?
So I went camping with my son not too long ago, about a month ago back now. And
I love that button so much now.
Oh, man. I bought a power station. An anchor power station. Yeah,
which how many hours roughly will it charge your stuff or run your stuff rather?
So I was hoping, because it said it would run like a fan for 14 hours. Okay. So I was like, will this run? I was hoping it would run my CPAP all night. So I used it to blow up the air mattress, and I used it for the CPAP, and it lasted till about 5 a.m. And that was it.
And yeah. So, CPAP probably pulls a lot of juice.
And so I sent that one back, and I actually bought one that was double the size that also, because like we were talking about before the show, I've got a 3-day camping trip planned with my son. With I need to take that button away from you.
That's better than the Blurble right now.
Yeah, so I've got that planned for June, and my son's already belly aching. Oh, it's going to be too hot. I'm like, suck it up, kid. It is going to be hot. Deal with it. And so, but I bought a larger one, and we also bought an adapter that it will charge it. It's a solar panel array. Yes.
You got all these from Anker?
Yeah.
Good. I'm looking for a report in June of how it works, because I've really eyeballed those, because I don't go camping, but I do have reasons to have it around. But you don't have to tell everybody how much you spent, but the ones I've looked at that are similar to what you're describing have been between like $200 and $500.
The one I got was more.
Okay. So yeah. But I mean,
so
you have a medical device you'll suffer if you don't. Okay. You and everybody else will suffer if you don't have your device.
No, I snore like a freight train. Although I don't have my CPAP.
I can't imagine, you know, group of, I'm sure it's not Boy Scouts, but for the picture, a group of you and your churchy Boy Scouts are out there. Hey kids, we're going to visit nature. All right, everybody sleep tight. I don't know what sound your CPAP makes, but that's what I imagine happens. All the deer scatter.
The CPAP is really quiet. Like
Godzilla's coming.
It's my snoring if I don't have my CPAP that's super loud.
And
the CPAP is pretty quiet.
My buddy Jamie has it too, and he says like if like every once in a while he'll go out and drinking with some friends or whatever, and he'll crash at their place. He won't have it. It like really messes with your head and your throat, and you feel way bad after not having it, right?
Yeah, because you don't really sleep very well. Like you might be unconscious, but your body doesn't get into as deep a sleep if you don't have it. Anyway, and I don't mind saying the one I got is 30% off, and with the power station and the solar array was $560 plus tax. So it's spendy. But, you know,
I think it's an investment personally.
Yes.
And that's the only reason I haven't put it out there yet. Because when I was looking at it more when I was doing the background acting a lot, because you show up and you may or may not have power. You may or may not be able to do your devices or whatever. So I was like, yeah, I'd like to have one to carry around so I can put a fan on me in the summertime. Because, it's not enclosed tents, but it's like, wedding tents kind of things, no air conditioning, right? You're just out there in the shade. And so I want a fan, you know, I want to be able to charge my devices, those kind of things. But I just, old random kiss is buy some car batteries. It's way better than that, man. It is way better than that. You can plug in your devices. And I mean like USB stuff, your plugs for fans and CPAP things, probably has other features on it too. But, I think it's a good dude. If I'm going to look at my kid and go, yes, I'll not break your heart, I'll go camping with you, I will be getting one of those for sure. I mean, you're not 3 days. I don't even have CPAP, but I'm like, there's two things daddy needs. It's going to be his fan. Well, three, his fan, an air mattress that won't leak, and a whole lot of scotch. Now this was your church.
Yeah.
So you just need the blood of Christ. You'll be all right.
I like camping. At least, so when I was a teenager, we used to go camping every Memorial Day and Labor Day.
Okay.
And we had it down
here, down in Tennessee, because it's way different.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, your son's gonna be toughing out more than you did. I'm just saying.
So we would go camping and we bring a whole bunch of board games and
yeah, sounds like fun.
Everyone would bring a book and we would disconnect from everything and have fun. And I mean, the camping site that we would always go to, it had a bathroom, and at the bathroom, it had showers that you could use. You just put the quarters in to run the water and whatnot. And so it wasn't like you were just out in the wilderness, but it was nice to disconnect and just relax and spend time together. And so we played a ton of board games. Actually, most of the time when my family gets together, that's like the number one thing we do is just play board games together.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Eric Camp thing I did. The Southern Baptist has this thing called RAs, Royal Ambassadors, which is kind of like the Southern Baptist Church version of Boy Scouts. But it was no power. You know, you were always roughing it. And I loved it. It was a chance to get away, do something different. I had zero complaints about it. You know, hanging out with a bunch of middle school age boys, because that's what we were at the time. But now, to be real, I daddy needs his AC. I want to bring my RV. My kids, get out. Y'all go camp on the campground right here in front of us. Pitch a tent, pitch a sleep bag, whatever. But mommy and daddy are sleeping in here in the bed in the air conditioning. And we're locking the doors because we sleep in too. So you can wake up the sunrise and you find some bugs to cook or something. I don't know.
Oh man, there was one of the guys that came with us when me and my son went camping not too long ago. He had one of those electric trucks that it has an auto balancing feature. And so
the truck balances itself.
Yeah, so he parked it, it auto balanced, and he had a tent that was it was a tent. It wasn't like
an RV or something. Or attached to I've seen that.
It attached to the bed of the truck. And so he was sitting there like, oh man, this auto balancing isn't working quite right. It's 1 degree off. I'm like,
you don't know. Like, you see it on the display. What? Come on.
I'm like, can you even tell? He's like, I can tell. I'm like, okay.
No, it can't. I believe in the wise words of Princess Bride. Liar!
But apparently the tent that he had hooked up had like it had a built-in air mattress as the floor of the tent and everything. So I was like, that's pretty neat. But yeah, okay, you do you. And I was telling him that I had that power station. He was like, oh, we didn't really need that. You could have just run an extension cord for my truck.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay.
I mean, which I think is really cool.
But, yeah.
Why is this?
You going crazy?
No, I'm trying to do something extra for the show tonight, and I figured out why it was being weird. But
Charles, you are extra.
Well, this is true. That's one of the things I love as a bonus to electric vehicles, is that, you know, not all the cars will do that necessarily, but the trucks have, that's been one of the selling points of the EV trucks is, yeah, it can, I mean, certain ones say it can run your house like a generator for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
You know, so that's kind
of cool. There was, what was his name? A YouTuber, Marques Brown or something like that. He's a tech YouTuber, and he a year or two back got the Tesla roof
space truck.
He has a Tesla car, but he Tesla also has solar panel roofing.
I heard that. That's kind of cool. I don't know.
So they've got a couple of different options. One where you can definitely tell that it's the solar panels because it's attached to your roof. But there's actually, they've got another form of solar paneling where it actually replaces your shingles. And it is your shingles, the solar paneling. And it looks more like a traditional roof.
Yeah.
And so he was saying that his Tesla, because he went full Tesla with it, his power banks for his solar is hooked up to Tesla. His car is Tesla. It's all Tesla.
Tesla goes batteries.
And he said he could have gotten it way cheaper by using someone else, but the interconnectivity between all of the Tesla stuff, he wanted that. He wanted to be in that because sure. The control that you got through their app and the readouts and the data is what he wanted. He was iPhone, saying
you get Apple devices because it all works. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And so he was saying that in that year, he was basically a net zero for his electric bill with the Tesla roof, but he was completely honest. He's like, look, the amount of money I had to spend on the roof versus how much I'm saving on my electric bill, it's going to take me the life expectancy of the roof to pay that off. Recoup that. The reason why I mentioned this is because he had mentioned that his car could hook up to be another power bank for his house because his house had the giant power banks from Tesla.
Gotcha. I do want to do solar, and everybody's like, well, it won't make you go to zero. Well, that's not necessarily true. It could possibly, done right, could take you to zero. But
well, and it depends on your county's how they handle it, because certain counties will actually let you make money off of your grid.
Exactly.
Well, make money being relative, they will. It'll show up as for a lot of companies, it'll be credits, a negative balance. Correct. Yeah. Which is, I believe what Marquez said his did, which is why it was a net zero, because some months he did have to pull a little bit from the grid and some months he had a surplus. And so over the year, it was roughly a net zero.
We were with an EMC, which is a co-op basically, and they were giving not just incentives to put solar panels on your house, but that depending on how it's set up and how much you pulled versus but basically if you were essentially feeding back into the grid, you were getting not the whatever they're charging. You weren't getting like the 28 kilowatt cents kilowatt whatever hour blah 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 fees there are, but they were giving you a greatly reduced fee. But they would. It wouldn't just credits. They would actually, for, I don't know, probably a limited amount of time, but they would, for a amount of time, you would get paid to, if you had a surplus of power. I just want it, because, dude, with four kids, well, six of us in the house, plus my brother-in-law 3 days a week, and very tech-heavy house, where I'm out here with my three screens and my lights and streaming and internet, and one of my kids is in the house in the room with their lights on, probably on two devices, you know, playing a game on their phone, but watch something on their tablet. You know, very tech heavy, very energy heavy house. And we have lower power consumption at night, and that's about it, because Aaron doesn't leave the house. The kids, the younger ones, don't leave very often. Like I said, my brother-in-law's over here 3 days a week. I would love to take my $200 to $250 a month power bill down to $100, right?
You know, that should have been one of the questions. If you could have a $0 power bill,
oh, I utilities. Have, if I have all my utilities paid, I'd ask, what do I have to do for that? Because you know? there's some areas we can compromise on. Say it. But yeah, that's the whole idea of even in a windy place, having a windmill. If you have a good property, putting a windmill up, it still offsets your bill, you negative Nancys. Stop yelling at us. And this, and granted, we're much more modern age where people are you know, Tesla roofs and, oh, now it's cool. And there's gonna people are thinking about that more. But it was very much a, well, it won't mean you have to pay nothing. It could, but I'd rather pay $100 than $250. And let me tell you, the basic, this was 10 years ago. But the basic solar panels with everything I was looking at, then with the credits from that EMC we were in, that co-op we were in, with the credits, it was going to cost me like $6,000 to put four or five panels across each side of the house, right?
That's not bad.
No, it really wasn't. But I mean, it's more than that, but the credits and you know all this other stuff from the help.
Yeah.
And I think there was going to be a tax credit that year, too, because the government was going to push it at the time. Anyway, it was like $10,000 max, but it's between $6,000 and $10,000. To then maybe take my bill to zero, because at that point I had small children who were not tech heavy. I worked out of the house a lot, and my wife was going out of the house 2 to 3 times a week because her mom was still alive, so she'd go stay with her brother at his house. And so there were definitely times in the house where the power, we even volunteered with that EMC to have one of those meters put on our device that would meter it for us during the hottest parts of the day. So to help reduce our power, and it was voluntary. It was like, yeah, no, we'll do that. It's going to reduce our power bill. I can turn up a window unit in the one room I'm in if it's too hot. And so I think it would have been very beneficial, but we just didn't opt with our taxes. We didn't opt to do that. And it's okay now because I don't have that house anymore. But all that being said.
Roll that dice.
Oh, that you show up on time for, Kurt. Gotcha. Yeah.
What are you nerding out about now?
Charles wants to have a sugar daddy to pay for his utilities. That's the most adult statement I've ever heard. Hashtag adulting. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, all right, Joe. I still forgot to put something in here, so you go first.
All right. So last week you reminded me that Wonka is out on Max. And so I was like, ooh, I should watch that. And so my wife and I this weekend, we watched Wonka, and I went into it. I hadn't seen any trailers. I had seen some of the promo images, and all I knew about it was that it was a prequel about Wonka. And so that's I went into it with basically no expectations, and I actually ended up really, really liking it. It was super cute, and we're gonna have our watch it with the kids probably this next weekend or the weekend after. But it was super cute. It was funny. It was good, and there were a lot of nods to the Gene
the Gene Wilder
one,
the beloved version.
Yes. Yeah.
Charlie the Chocolate Factory.
Not so many nods to the Johnny Depp version, which, you know,
which supposedly all right, was more towards the original manuscript.
I've never actually read them, so
I haven't either. Saw a section on TikTok being read the other day. It's like, oh yeah, we got to remember where stuff comes from sometimes.
Did you watch the
Johnny Depp version?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Did you? Well, okay. It sounds like you didn't. Did you enjoy it?
It was okay.
I like
the original better.
I like them both separately, to be honest. I really do. Of course, I mean, who didn't? Well, okay, if you didn't grow up watching the Gene Wilder, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with four weird grandparents laying in one bed, you had a really bad childhood, and your parents should be reported to DFACS. So go watch it. Beloved. Love it. I can mock some of it, and I mean, it holds up. And right, the little things, the sound to open the door, and it just so good. I separately really enjoyed Johnny Depp's the title was changed somewhat, but I don't remember ways.
So Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is the Johnny Depp one. Okay. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is there, the Gene Wilder one.
Okay, so I knew it was changed just slightly, and obviously I got them twisted. But I still really enjoyed it. But I can say, definitely not as many of those classic moments. You know, there's just not the musical cues that hit you. The way Gene Wilder says the lines is definitively different than things, but I still enjoyed it. So nods to some of that, but
oh yeah,
you really enjoyed this Wonka separately.
I did. It was good. It was different than what I was expecting. I for some reason I was expecting it to be like him visiting where the Oompa Loompas were, like their island or whatever, and stuff like that. And sure. and it makes reference to him visiting their island, but I was expecting more of that, but it was good. It was a very good tale. And I like that at the end, it did what a lot of like based on true events ones will say, like, this is what happened to this character after type of thing.
Oh, I love that when they do that in a fictional movie.
And so they went through some of the main characters and stated where they ended up after that. And it was, they did a really, really good job. I'm going to spoil just one scene towards the beginning.
Okay.
Where it's,
roll, you know, that dice.
well, so obviously music is a big part of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And so there is a part at the beginning where everybody's bursting into song. He's dancing. He's walking around, and then it clips over to a bystander looking at him, and the music completely cuts out, and he's just dancing in the middle of everybody.
Like, it's like Star-Lord when we get to the Civil War or whatever. Not Civil War, whatever the Infinity movie was. Yeah.
And then it cuts back to Wonka's perspective where everyone is dancing again real briefly. And so I was like,
that's fun.
The magic is in him. His perspective of the world is so magical. And so, yeah, I really liked different things like that. But like even the actor, Timothy
Chalamet.
Yeah, that one. He did a really good job.
He's Dune, man.
I know. So he's just another person. he did a really good job of some of the mannerisms and even like how Wonka walks in, like Gene Wilder, how he walks and things like that. I just think he did a really good job with it. So I liked it a lot.
Very cool.
I liked it a lot.
I am looking forward to watching it. And oddly enough, here's the thing. I tend to be a grumpy puss to these things when I first see them, because anything either touching my nostalgia or obviously quirky, like, ooh, look at this, we're quirky. I just get off my porch. So that was my initial reaction to watching it. I happened to be at the movie theater with Aaron and Zoe for whatever we were watching at the time, and thought, oh, this is going to be right up their alley. And they both were like, yeah, and turned their nose up at it. It's like, huh. All right, cool. We're all out. But then I saw another trailer for it, and I just went, actually, kind of looks fun. Kind of looks like Mystical Beasts and Where to Find Them or whatever that Harry Potter series is. You know, it's like,
see, I think with Wonka, I think they did a really good job of honoring the Gene Wilder version while still doing their own thing.
That's cool. But to this day, like, I was going to pull it up the other night, and Zoe's on the couch just hanging out, not really doing anything. He's like, hey, I'm about to watch Wonka. You want to watch? Went, nope. And she got up and left. I'm like, where did Wonka offend you? You're 9. You don't have enough life to get offended. What is wrong with you, little girl? I don't know. So I don't know, but I look forward to watching it. I am actually nerding out. I had to think about it because I like to be in the moment, not, oh, I'm a fan of this because, you know, Godzilla and King Kong are coming up. But I do have my opening weekend tickets for a good screen because I'm still a fan of movies. But I want to live in the moment. What am I nerding out about this week? And what I'm really honestly nerding out about this week is living my words. And by that, I mean, I can feel myself getting stuffy. I've been out in the pollen all day, so I can feel myself getting stuffy. So I want to enunciate. So I might have, it felt like I said, literally, my words. That's what it felt like it said. So hopefully it was closer to living my words. But when I went through my coaching, my business coaching, they were saying, you know, what are your words? What are your things? If you described yourself, and we went through some games and some things, and my words came out, you know, I am peace. I am wisdom. I am the catalyst. And they're not just things I try to live in, but they're really, if I were defining myself, that's some of the core principles I hold. And that's who I want to be. I want to be the person who brings peace. I want to bring the wisdom to the room. And I always want to be that catalyst for change. You know, I've been known for saying inflicting change on people versus influencing change. But this week, man, we have something very, very biblical, talking about peace. Random kid. Look, you don't get to drink as much scotch as I do without being a preacher's kid. I'm just saying, we're born with certain tolerance. Don't spit your Red Bull out, Joe. Okay. But I have been that catalyst over this last year of change, not just for others, but for myself, and going through that coaching and finally coming around to, I can only be successful at what I do if I do what I want to do, who I'm born to do, or who I'm born to be, and the things I was born to do. That's what I'm trying to say. And instead of going with the ideas and what else, and I started holding lines and saying, no, this is what I want. this is what, and to the point, it's finally got to my business meetings where I meet. Now it's every Friday, so I have my meeting tomorrow, but it's been Tuesdays. But I meet with my staff, my leadership staff. Everybody, and I have a leadership staff, man. I have a huge boardroom table that's gorgeous that we fit 8, 9, 10 people at. Sometimes we have to pull up another chair. And I'm like, I never envisioned that. But that's my staff across 4 bases. It's really cool. And so I've been a catalyst for that change. But they actually are listening to me. And I don't mean just, here's how we got to do this. Here's what I want y'all to do with these trucks. Here's my plan for moving things around. Here's my picture. But some of the advice, the life advice I give, and the things that I say, and like the team plays. I said, we're not a family, we're a team. And if you want to ask about that, we can get into it. But that's the quick version is I hate when companies say family. We're not family. We're a team, and the team plays. And this is their season. And I'm not a sports guy, but this is a great analogy. Right now, you have to make the best team you can with the players you have, period. And we always try to go to the next season and see who we can get that will forward the team and be better. And we cut some of the people that just didn't make it this season type of deal. And they're really leaning into that. You know, you see we're getting some quotes. A random kid put nope for you earlier, Joe R. 2024. Mine is, I can only be successful if I do what I was born to do. Yeah, I mean, yeah. And he's like, Charles stopped being a preacher and went to cult leader. Let me tell you. Let me tell you, buddy. I might be the greatest leader of all time by the time history's done with me because I pay attention. I learn from everything, from drug dealers to pastors to the biggest CEO in the world. It's all the same. You're a cult leader. You're getting people to drink your Kool-Aid. You're influencing them to see your vision, and you're getting them hooked into what can be better for them. I am by all means a drug dealer in my company because I get people a taste of something. I give them a salary and a little bit of a better job position, and then they get hungry for more. Like, all right, we got to earn more. I gave you your free taste. Now you got to pay in. And we do that. He quoted me, I'm all by all means a drug dealer. You need me writing these quotes down so at the end of the year review, random kid, we can just look through the year of quotes because that would be fantastic. Just do your spreadsheet. Surprise me, baby. But that's the thing. That's how sales, cult leaders, preachers, great leaders of the world, same core principles. Find out what is important to that person and tap into it. Get them to buy in that you're going to make that happen or make it better or feed that. And then show them how to do it for themselves. And that's what I've done. And that's where I am nerding out about that right now. I'm finally getting to play with a celebrity. Now, not a huge hardcore celebrity, but I'm telling you, Joe, I'm always ahead of myself in the time frame of the world because I said for about a decade before it happened, I said companies need to buy into podcasting, not just putting their own marketing out there, which is fine, but internal. It's a lot easier. And guess what? Nowadays, the biggest companies, they're no longer sending memos. Or do they're doing internal shows and podcasts because it is the best way to convey emotion, to have humanity by having a face behind the camera to say, hey, I'm Charles McFall, the CEO of this company. And let me tell you what's going on. And you just put yourself into it. That's a great question random kid has. That actually plays into our how do I a little bit. We can play with that. I'm going to start that. So I'm going to stop going on and on and on. But the piece, right? I've brought it to where people are stopped arguing. I have really focused, I should say, in the last, well, most of my life, but really intensely focused in this last year at work of cutting out all of the us against them. We are a team. Everybody we interact with, the clinics, we're a team with the clinics. We're together. We are one. The patients, we are together. Their problems are our problems. Okay, and it's really paying off now to where instead of trying to compare to the other part of the company, because there's a separate half of the company that I don't run directly, I indirectly influence a lot of the things that go on there. but it meant all the old days and them's, and I've brought some of that peace together. I've been the catalyst for the change of people bettering their lives, and that's the thing. I use my power for good. All right, I'm Yoda of leadership, baby. I will always bend the force of my will, but it'll benefit the universe. Okay, but bad people do use this in bad ways. But I love that I influence people to buy cars and to buy houses and to get used to taking vacations. Because one, it's a better life if you can afford it. I'm not saying influence them like, but there's a part of it of, cool, I'm taking care of you well enough that you're investing in yourself, which means you're investing here. And when I see a car pull in with a new tag, I'm like, gotcha. I got you. You bought into the Kool-Aid. You bought into the vision. I got you. And that's great because I wanted you. I think we can build this team together really well. So I'm just living those words, the catalyst, peace, and wisdom. And it's really good. Oh, I was talking about being ahead of myself and talking about, I've always known I could really play well with anybody in digital media space, any celebrity, anybody. I can hold my own. I can play well. And because everybody has weaknesses, and that's one of the things that I do well is I help find match strengths to your weaknesses. I can help anybody. I've tried a few times. I worked with Jim Brewer. I worked with Adam Curry. I worked with you laughing at random kids thing?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Charles doesn't like being called an influencer. He prefers cult leader. Dude, there's a game called Cult Leader out there. I think it's called Cult Leader, but I have yet to get it, but I want it because I want to see how good I'd be at building a cult and having them follow me. I'm not going to lie. So I'll wrap it up with, I've been ahead of myself. I've reached out to many people. I call it on the come up. You know, many, oh man, I can see you're going to be amazing in this digital space. You're going to be a huge TikToker. You're going to be a huge YouTuber. Let me help you refine that. And time after time after time, I might get accepted a little help. Like Jim Brewer took some help. And I got him to the next step, and peace be with him. He went on to better, bigger, better things in the digital space. I worked with a lot of people that way. But the sad ones to me are the ones that don't play with me. Because one, I think we play well together, so that's probably the bigger part of it. But a smaller part of it is a lot of, stop it, Joe. Stop it. That's not how Mormons are supposed to listen to the words coming out of my mouth. In Joseph, book 1, chapter 9, it said, the spaghetti monster shall not say dirty-minded things, Joe Ard. All right. You too. Random kid and you are distracting me. This story is coming long because of you. So I'm finishing up here. I finally got to a point where I get to interact with this person on TikTok who's huge, huge on TikTok. We're actually going to have him on the show here the next month or so. Huge on TikTok, but he got it. When I said, hey, we interacted with a few things. I'm actually working on getting him to Dragon Con. We're wrapping that up, and we'll be able to announce if it happens once it happens. Stop it, kid. But the thing is, I said, hey, I see that these things, I clicked through your profile. I see that this isn't quite working for you. That isn't quite working for you at the risk of, because we'd already had a phone call about Dragon Con. We already get to know each other for a little bit, but I said, at the risk of overstepping, I would like to help. Can I help? And he's like, yeah. And then we've been back and forth and we've been texting and it's so cool to finally, after, don't know if you know this, Joe, in August, it'll be 20 years of digital media creation for me, solid, you know, podcasting, all that stuff. After 20 years, I finally got a creator who's going to be bigger than I ever could in the world that he's building. And he's going to be amazing. The world's going to know his name, and he's going to be fun.
And his name is John Cena.
That was too good. That was. All right, Stanicky. So yeah, I get the. I'm loving. I'm nerding out about being able to live the life that I've been wanting to live for a while. So there is that. Roll that dice. Like a chunk.
roll the dice like a chum.
We're at hour. We haven't even gotten to the commercial break yet.
Stay tuned for this commercial break.
There we Ask go. And ye shall receive.
Hey, check it out, everybody. Go to patreon.com/wise_n_nerdy and sign up today to be a part of our great community. It's such a blast. Where's the pop part of this pop music? Oh my goodness.
For just $1 a week, you can support a podcaster near you.
Yes, Joe. Absolutely you can. And you can get our show dates. You can be part of our community and talk to us directly. And we do hangouts sometimes. And we'll just love you forever. Come be a part of our fandom, because we want more kiddos to spoil. And this is not pop punk, but all right, here's your moment of zen. And that was it.
Call your daddy and leave a voicemail. wiseandnerdy.com/call dad.
Oh, that was so good. Oh, my God. Yeah, roll that dice. Before you tell us what it is, so that's what I was doing earlier, is I'd gone on, I was like, hey, I trust this site, and it's all royalty-free music. I'm going to just get something new for tonight. And you know what? Some pop punk. And I was listening to some of that before the show started, which on the Patreon, though, here, because it's on the same channel as Joe. So, Joe, you were talking, and they're going to hear you talking over music, so I was trying to find something. But I had to go to a different site. And so I just blindly picked one. It's called Happy Pop Punk. It was happy. It was poppy. There was no punk to that at all. So
nope.
Thumbs down to that one. We'll try a new one in 2 weeks.
I mean, I kind of digged it. The label was just misleading.
It was all right. It's not what I wanted.
All right.
Let daddy decide.
All right. How do I teach my kids to say how do I instead of let daddy decide? I don't know. We'll get to that one. But this came up from last week, and it actually kind of ties in a little bit with the question that random kid asked tonight. But he said, the way he said something about, I think the question was, do you recharge your battery at cons? Do cons recharge you? And I'm like, oh, I can see a bigger picture with me, you and Kurt, and this thing of how do you recharge your different batteries? Because I know exactly where my story is going with this con one. But for you, Joe, how do you recharge different batteries? So you immediately answer, even though I said we're going to talk about it this week. Last week, you're like, no, I don't recharge my batteries at cons. So go. Let's start there. Cons.
With solar panels, of course. We already talked about that.
Is that why you have the ears put on the clamps?
No, at Dragon Con, I wouldn't call that recharging my battery, because I need a break after Dragon Con. Because it is a lot of fun, but it is very tiring as well. I mean, one of our volunteers, basically your second in command, Scott, he takes the week after Dragon Con off because it's intense. So he rents a cabin and just is by himself for a week to recharge. So.
And that's what some people need. I get that. For cons specifically, because we'll break these up into sections here in a little bit. But as a performer, at my nature, at my heart, it absolutely recharges every bit of that creativity battery for me. Just being in front of people, making a room laugh. It doesn't matter if it's 5 people or 1,000 people. Okay, it does matter. I've made a room of 1,000 people laugh. That does hit a little bit harder than 5 people. But it's still kind of basic principle. Of yes, for me, I get to perform. I get to do the things that I don't get to do a whole lot. Even here, you know, there's so much beauty of the differences that happen at Dragon Con. Of I can be motivational. I can be teaching. I can be hard-hitting. I can be funny. I can be, I can help others be awesome, basically, and lift them up. I recharge my performance battery. I've learned to use that to recharge my physical battery as well, because I used to be able to take a week off. I used to kind of slow roll it, right, and hang out with people on Tuesday. You know, if they're not going to the airport yet, Hugh will stay on Wednesday, so I would take off until I took them to the airport. Now, I run a pretty big company, and I do try to take Tuesday off just because Monday night until we go to bed, we're still on. We're decompressing, but we're joking around. We're hanging out at the house. We're eating barbecue. We're doing stuff. And yes, I'm the rock out of life. There you go. I like it. I like it, Grando kid.
I think I took the Tuesday off this year as well.
Yeah.
I haven't in the past, and I really wish I had in the past. So
Yeah. Because, I mean, Monday, you stay. Because Hugh and I were trying to figure out the sleeping arrangements the other night, and we got it down. Everything's good. You're going to be happy with it. But then, because I was like, well, the only night we have to figure out is Wednesday night. Because that's when you come in. That's when Hugh comes in. That's when a lot of people come in. But I don't get a hotel till Thursday. But that, so then Monday night, you come back here for a few hours, but then you go at home. You don't stay Monday night. So you, so you're still on, right? We're still, while we're decompressing, we're still working, if that makes sense, because we're entertaining yep. each other. We're still kind of talking
and making about fun stuff. A little red.
Exactly. Yeah. We're still, until we shut off Monday night, we're all on. So yeah, but Tuesday, I'm still working because I'm having to take back gear and making sure people get to the airport and, you know, then work's calling me about stuff. You know, even though I'm home on Tuesday, it's not a day off anymore. So I absolutely have learned how to try to plan my week to be less because I have to recharge my physical battery. Because, yeah, and I do take more breaks during the con now. But I love it. I love being around that many people. I love. Now, Little Red's the daughter of my friend who was getting into it with Joe. We should have recorded it. I should have recorded it. Joe, I really should. Random kids. I'm not imagining a redheaded dwarf guest. Yeah, well, not wrong there. I think she's 7, 8, whatever. But anyway, I don't get the rest of the week off. But I do try to go to bed a little bit earlier. I try not to push my day so hard. I understand I'm going to be more tired than I think I should be because it's physically definitely taxing. But it recharges that. So let's go back to the other batteries here now. Your personal battery, your physical, mental self, emotional self even. How do you recharge that battery?
Ooh, it varies. Because at the end of the day, this is all really about coping mechanisms for the stresses in your life. Because the stresses are, at least in my book, are what drain your battery. Sure. Letting your mind relax, letting your mind, creativity is also a way to charge the outlet. So finding a way to be creative in whatever capacity that is, and just doing something mindless, like playing a video game or something, can also be relaxing. Just sitting down with no one asking you questions and watching a show can recharge your battery.
Specifically, but yeah.
It's similar to the question we had last week. I mean, because that's what kind of spawned this was the life work balance, being able to basically balance the stresses in your life with the not so stressful times. But definitely, you know, you talked about needing enough sleep, and even at the beginning, getting that uninterrupted, not necessarily 8 hours, but whatever your body needs, that goes a long way to recharging your battery. And so it's a balancing act. I mean, even with your electronic devices, most of the time they tell you that charging it to 100% hurts the battery. Really, you charge it up to 80 and then you drain it down, charge it up to 80, drain it down. And so that's kind of how life is. It's rare that your battery is up at 100%. It doesn't happen. But if you can get it up high enough, then you're good to go.
Yeah. A lot of people like to energize their batteries. I'm the Tesla power core, man. That's me. I have a lot of energy. And what I do, I have to shut the world out to recharge my physical, mental battery. That's why I love my motorcycle so much, is because the roar of the engine is so comfortably loud that I've just lost with my thoughts. And I can just almost meditate with the engine. I can just shut my brain down sometimes. I do have a little speaker system in my helmet so I can turn on some music because podcasts don't work that well because of the noise. So I can turn on some music and just kind of zone out a little bit and just ride. And that helps recharge my battery. Sometimes it's as simple as coming into my backyard for an hour. As the season's coming on now, it's the fall before. But I'll come home from work. Lately here it's been 7-8 o'clock at night. But when things smooth out and I'm not doing five big major changes at once, I'll get home sometimes at 4:35 and Erin's still cooking dinner or she's out working so I can have dinner whenever I want. I'll come just sit out in my yard and light a cigar and contemplate life and then I'll record a video. And oddly enough, recording those TikTok videos helps recharge my battery mentally because it lets me get some stuff off of mind or as I'm talking about an emotion, it helps kind of reset it. But then sometimes I just need to go chill on the couch and man, especially seasons of the year recharge my battery. Let me see if you fit into this. So talking about getting on the couch, my favorite part of getting on the couch and just playing whatever game right now, I'm still into a Diablo 4 because it just scratches that itch for me. I can do whatever I need to do in it. But I love when it's just the right temperature, you know, between 60 and 70 degrees, maybe between 65 and 72 degrees. And I can open a window and put a fan in the window and just have that fresh air that's slightly cool coming through. And that's just the best day. And I take those where I can get them. So do you have that in the spring and the fall? Do you have a season that you're like, oh man, this is my season. I kind of feel like my best.
I mean, not so much season per se, but like the holidays in general can be very stressful. And so like different things like that. So yes, it's a specific season, but it's more so what happens during that season. But as far as like just perfect weather, like that can be very cathartic.
I'm very weather-based in my life. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my wife and I, we've got, well, this actually comes from Bluey, best TV show. Well, kids TV show.
Yeah, he has an own line of Chewy Chews or something out there, right?
Bluey, there's an episode where the dad gets back from work and the mom's just like, it turns to him and says, I need 20 minutes where no one talks to me.
Yeah.
And so he takes over with the kids and the mom steps back into their bedroom, I think it is, and just needs 20 minutes alone where no one talks to her. And that happens with my wife quite a bit too. Like she's with our kids all day long. And so when I go upstairs, when I'm done with work, sometimes she's just like, look, I need 20 minutes. And I'm like, okay, I got this.
And that's and so when she listens to this show just for me to make her laugh. Got it.
So yeah, it's sometimes just little tidbits like that will help top off your battery.
Yeah.
Or at least give you, maybe not top off, but give you enough to continue on.
Yeah. You know, and no, as I am weather based, I mean, just the right season of sun, the right season of wind, the right season of temperature, that recharge. But even I hate gloomy rainy days, but man, there's something about a good storm.
Like a spring storm.
Yeah. A good storm with the windows open. I used to have one of the houses I had a porch, we had a porch swing, and it was just Erin and I before we had kids. And I remember being out at 2 a.m. and it's just that spring storm and we're just swinging on the swing with a blanket around us. And it's just, and that's part of what I did like about camping. Is at the right season, the right time, that recharges. So romantic recharge. We'll do, because we still have story time coming up. So I want to not do too long on this for me. Talk about however long you want to talk about. But romantically, date nights are good, right? We do have to do that. I have to, Erin and I, like we've talked about before, we don't do birthday hard. We do some birthday, but not crazy. We don't do Christmas hard. We definitely don't do Valentine's Day because throughout the year, We have to make her. So I'll go, oh man, I haven't gotten something just small and nice for her in a while, you know, so I'll get her favorite cookie or flowers or something, you know, little things like that. But and that's how date night is for me. It's like we go to the screen and scenes. Erin's kind of itching right now. She loves the theater we found. You know, I talked about the good one in South Lake. If you're ever in Atlanta, Georgia area, South Lake 24 is where I go. It's a great theater for AMC. So she's more excited. She wants to do more movies, which is a fun time to get away. But I need to take her away from the dogs, from the kids, from her family, from everything, at least twice a year for a weekend. You know, that's what I need. And that helps us recharge our romantic batteries. So what about you, Joe?
We don't often get a lot of time with just the two of us, to be completely honest. My in-laws will occasionally watch the kids, every Friday we do get some, I mean, I'm working, so it's not really us together, but we get some time away from the kids because my in-laws come over around 1:30, 2 o'clock, and they'll take the kids for, you know, three and a half hours. So that gives, at least that's some very good time for my wife to recharge. Not necessarily romantically though, because, well, I'm still working and she's upstairs, unless she's reading her Dusty Lusty or something. But
you're so Southern. A Dusty Lusty.
She listens to her crime podcasts, so she's figuring out how to murder me and get away with it. That's how we keep the romance alive.
At least she doesn't say stab me, daddy.
Oh man, no, I think I've told you this before, and I've told some of my coworkers that if I ever die of mysterious circumstances, it was my wife. She'll get away with it, and I probably deserved it.
That's so dark. But honestly, when's the last time you took her on a date besides your anniversary?
So last month, okay, we went down to Atlanta, had some fun down there, and went to Nori Nori and had some fun times.
By all means, I want you to have some alone time with your wife. But by Mormon Jesus, Joe, I've been wanting to go to Nori Nori.
It was so good.
And I would have loved to have gone with you. Do you think I ever come to Chattanooga and not say hey?
Yes.
Only when I was on the ambulance 2 years ago. 2 years ago. I was like, I still texted you. But good for you.
So podcast listeners, he's basically foaming at the mouth right now.
Because I thought we were friends. I thought that if you were coming to town and go to Nori, freaking Nori, that you'd be like, hey, buddy, you want to come eat dinner with us
tonight? Wait a second. You did the same thing. You came up here for a date with your wife last year. And I didn't hear about it until afterwards.
Oh, no, because you didn't read your text. I texted you before I left the house, and you were doing something.
No, you didn't. And you
checked it later.
What a liar.
So, speaking of going off and traveling, Joe, what do you have to have when you travel? Okay, let me set the scene for you. You and your wife have gotten an all expenses paid vacation to whatever Mormon Vegas is, right? Whatever that would be for you. I don't know. But okay, you know, you get to go away for the weekend, just you and her. What do you have to have?
What do I have to have? The necessities, I guess.
I did not stutter those words.
No, I know. I'm just trying to figure out what you're
okay.
What you're envisioning. Yeah. What do you have to have?
I have to have a box fan. Have to.
Okay. Yeah.
If I'm flying somewhere, the reason I said more in Vegas is because my wife and I took her to Vegas 2 years ago for our anniversary. And usually we go somewhere we can drive. So I take fans with me. But we landed. Before we went to the hotel to check in, we got the Uber to take us to Walmart, and we picked up, I have to have some basic snacks and drinks, right? We want to make sure that we're good for the night, anytime we're in for the night. And we bought a box fan that I left behind at the hotel in Vegas, but I was there for 3 nights. I needed it. I have to have my box fan, and then I have a little metal travel fan that goes with me. I can do without my pillows, but if I can, I really prefer to have at least my body pillow because I can deal with the head pillows. But yeah, I need my body pillow that I sleep with. That kind of thing. Trying to think what else. I like my broccoli. I have to have the broccolis. I usually take a little bit of scotch with me.
Broccoli is so random. Melatonin. Gotta have my broccoli.
I mean, it's broccoli, baby, not broccoli. And so, and snacks. Yeah, I gotta get my snack on. So, but I also want to make sure I snack on a lot of trail mixes and peanuts and those kind of things. So I try to make sure to bring those with me. Because one, buying them at like a convenience store or something stupid expensive. And most people have sugary snacks, right? So, and I do like them. I do like the sugary snacks. There's one hotel I stay at in Macon. Every time we go to Macon for business, that lets you, they have a little snack stand right by the door when you come in, and you can just charge it to your room. And I grab those stupid gummy lifesavers every single time because I love the crap out of them. But I want to try to stay healthy. Right. So I'll try to make sure I bring my own Coke Zeros, waters, and travel snacks. So that's it. I have to have my fans and my snacks. What do you have to have?
All right. So like for instance, when I come down and stay at your in-law's house for Dragon Con, I too I am now understanding. I too bring a box fan. I bring my air mattress, and I bring my CPAP. Gotta have my CPAP with me, of course. I have my phone, of course, chargers.
Oh, okay. So I forgot my tech. Yeah, I have to have my laptop. I have to have my second screen for my laptop because I need two screens. Well, I don't need to, but it's a pain in the butt to work on one screen when I'm editing or anything else I'm doing. Yeah, bag of chargers, power bank. Yeah, yep. You're right about that. Yeah, I have to have that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I definitely have. I mean, anytime I leave the house, pretty much, I bring my power bank with me because, well, the battery in my phone sucks. So I've got.
He's on the iPhone 7, people. Don't let him fool you.
It's the 10, but it's still pre-dangled.
Yeah, you had to set her a little bit. Okay, it's still four generations back. It's not even the 10X. It's the 10.
10R. It's accurate. So, like, I don't know. Every time I come for Dragon Con, I always make sure to bring my own pillow, blanket, toothbrush, all of that, because who knows what's going to be at the guest house that you're, or the storage house. That's what your father-in-law basically uses it as.
Yeah. Which is now inhabited by somebody else. So
there's that. Oh, is it now?
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's off the plate now.
Oh, I did not know that. Okay. Good to know.
You're still taking care of. We got you, boo-boo. Don't
worry. All right. but yeah, so like, kind of the same deal. Like even when I went to the Airbnb with the botched guys, I knew for sure I had to have that boxed fan because who knows what's going to go on at that house at or actually, any it's not point.
So much anymore, but it definitely was then.
Oh yeah. Like Kurt, who is listening Kurt, they set him up in the living room.
Is what they did.
Yeah, they really did. But they set him up in like the living room area on an air mattress. And I heard all kinds of horror stories about those botched boys being up till four or five in the morning every night. And then they had to get what, just a few hours of sleep and then start all over again. Oh man,
it's a little bit different botched crew now, and more
it's a lot of bit different.
That's true.
Botched crew
but now I mean Dennis and Phil are really there to work, and Tristan is now there to work, and then Steve, now it's he with Steve, right? And so it's not the part near.
Yeah, they it's cut still the a people party who house were
to a point, but yeah, then they've been. Yeah,
they cut the people who weren't taking it serious is what they really did, which is good.
Because I like, this is why I'll be off the show next week, because I do like to party when I have the opportunity, and I'll be at my EMS conference next week. And That is one of the two times of the year specifically I get to meet with colleagues and meet new friends and interact. And essentially it's my Dragon Con for EMS, but it's more influential and less entertaining, right? Because I can make new headways into new areas I want to be. I can tell people what we've accomplished and show off a little bit, and the drinks flow freely. And so there's a time and place for that, I guess is what I'm saying. And for me, Dragon Con is not that. But it is a little bit for the Botch boys, but they're now, I mean, after Sunday night, after they do their show on Sunday night, they go and blow it out. They stay out till 3 or 4 in the morning because it's their last night. But yeah, it's not what it was. Kurt said last year he got the master bedroom and it was glorious. So yeah. Random kid. Yes, and any reason to drink scotch is a good reason. I mean, that's really my story is, and I get comments, good comments all the time when I show up to a hotel. And it's either a big grocery bag, one of those big reusable, I mean, oversized, like Costco size BJs, the big club bags to carry your groceries in. I've got one of those I pack my stuff in. Or like for these longer trips I'm going to be doing next week, I have a big IKEA backpack that's a bag like that, that I can fit all the stuff I need in half the bag. And then, no, random kid, no. But I can put my metal fan in and some of my other bulkier electronics in there. And so I have that bag that I carry, and usually a bag with my body pillow and some extras in there, whatever I need. I like my toiletries, whatever stuff's in that bag. And then my backpack, and then my fan. And every time somebody sees me carrying fans, like, oh man, that's genius. Oh, I wish I had one of those. I'm like, Walmart's 10 minutes down the road, man. And every hotel has plugs in it. You'll be all right. But people are blown away and they think it's brilliant. And I don't think it's brilliant. I think it's a necessity. It's really what I need to do. Because that is the only way that. Are you kidding? Are you kidding right now? It took months to get a voicemail. And now Kelsey's here. We're always here to bring a family travel. You know what? You know what, Kelsey? That's the show. Just, I'm done.
Follow these nerdy dads on social media. Charles at Rock God of Podcasting. Joe at Joseph_Ard. Check out the website, wiseandnerdy.com. And as always, they may not be your father, but they'll always be your daddy.
And follow Kelsey Ard over on VO by Kurt. Just wait till Saturday. Just wait till Saturday, Kelsey. You'll see.